Hallelujah. What up, everybody? This is Faith Fuel with Court, and it's been a minute since I've been on here. I think the last time I was on was like January of this year, and it is now, I don't even know what day it is, May 30th, I think. May 30th, 10:49 p.m., coming at you live from my bedroom, and about to hit you with this podcast today. I'm going to talk about today, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Let's just get into it. So, I'm going to first start off with a testimony of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit has done in my life. So, I think it was about March or April of 2014, right? 2014. Yeah. So about 5 years ago, I got saved. So basically in a church service, I went up for the altar call and confessed with my mouth that Jesus was Lord, Lord of my life. And I believed that he died and was raised on the third day by God, and that, I was going to make him Lord of my life. So that happened, but it was a process for me to actually start living the way that I needed to be living and be like free from sin. So I knew what the right thing was, but I kept doing the wrong things. And, you know, I knew what the right choices were. I knew the things that I needed to do, because week after week, I would go to church, and I go to Crossroads Community Church in Fitchburg. And if you don't have a church, you should absolutely come, because I have the best pastor in the world. I might be biased, but Pastor Ryan Toms, and it's changed my life, honestly, completely. And so anyways, so That was like a few years ago that happened. But like I said, like I wasn't living the way that I knew I needed to be living. Anyways, so kind of fast forward the story. It wasn't until I realized that there was something that Pastor Brian had, there was something that my leaders in the church had that I didn't. Like, I saw that they walked in this like authority. Like, they just carried this presence with them that was different than anything I had seen before. And I wanted it, and I didn't know what it was. And so, like, week after week, I could see myself, like, not making the right choices, wanting to do the right things, but I kept falling back into, like, the usual routine. And I could feel myself, like, not having power, if that makes sense. Like, I just felt like, yes, I got saved and my life was different and I had a different perspective, but I also felt like I was like missing something. And so we had a bunch of different teachings week after week. And Pastor Brian was always talking about the Holy Spirit and the power that we have with the Holy Spirit. And now I don't know about you guys. I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you don't even know Jesus yet, or if you even believe in him. Or maybe you've been a Christian for years, or, you know, regardless of what situation you're in right now, all I know is that at that place in my life, the Holy Spirit was like a weird concept to me. Like, okay, like this is just like this spirit that, you know, the Bible says it's not just like this weird faraway substance. Like, the Holy Spirit is a person and you can actually have a relationship with him. And it's part of the Trinity, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. They're all one, but they're three in one. So they're separate, but together at the same time. And so anyways, like it was just really like a foreign thing to me and I didn't understand it. And so until like I kept hearing these teachings on the Holy Spirit and how in Acts, the Bible talked about how the Holy Spirit was poured out on people and they received power and, you know, and I just kept hearing like this baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and all this different stuff. And I was like, you know, I was very skeptical of it at first because it's something that to me was like out of my control. And speaking in tongues, I was like, well, like, I don't know, like that's probably not for me. And yeah, like that's good for everybody else, blah, blah, blah. Until I got to a place of like desperation where it was at the point where I knew I was like living in the gray area, if that makes sense. Like I knew what I should be doing, but I also didn't feel like I could carry out all the stuff that I wanted to do. I wanted to share Jesus with other people. I wanted to be able to speak about the things that I just learned. I wanted to share my faith with other people. And I wanted to do the right things. I wanted to stop drinking. I wanted to start doing the right things and walk in the power and authority that I saw, like Pastor Brian and like Talitha and all these other people that I looked up to in the church. Like I could see that there was something different about them, but I didn't know how to get there. And so essentially, like that's where I'm telling you where I was at. And I'm going to just hit you with a bunch of scriptures right now to talk about like what the Holy Spirit does in your life when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So let me see right here. Let's see. So Jesus died and was resurrected. And so Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven. And after he had by the Holy Spirit given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. So Jesus died, he was resurrected, and then he came back for 40 days and like was still talking to people, like was alive. Chapter 1, verse 4. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, this is Jesus speaking, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? Verse 7, he said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs, which I don't know if that's the right pronunciation, which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. And in another chapter, Jesus actually tells them, he said it's actually because they were all, you know, they spent their time with Jesus. They walked with him. These were like his closest homies. And everybody knows the story of Jesus. You all know that he died on the cross. And so what his friends were like Jesus told them, like, I'm going to die, basically. You know what I mean? Like he told them what was going to happen. And yet they still were like, imagine if that was one of your closest friends that you spent years with. And all of a sudden they were like, yeah, just so you know, like, I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to go. This is what's going to happen. But he told them, but it's actually better for you that I leave. Because when I leave, I have a gift for you, a free gift. And that free gift is for you and me today. And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit, that he actually left his Spirit that we have access to now, that he is, you know, that he died and resurrected and left this free gift behind for us so that we could have power on this earth, so that we can have dominion over the things of this earth that try to weigh us down. John 10:10 says that the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy, but that I have come to give you life and give it abundantly. So Jesus left the Holy Spirit behind so that we could be in an abundant life here on earth. And so that's essentially like what I wanted to talk about. And a lot of people say, you know, maybe I don't believe in tongues and, you know, it's only for some people or whatever the case is. And I heard a lot of that stuff before I started going to church, like everything. I heard a bunch of different people's perspectives on what they thought tongues was, whether it was for today, whether it wasn't. But I made up my mind that I'm going to go in the Bible and read it for myself to find out what the Bible actually says about it. And when I opened my Bible and I started reading in the book of Acts, which if you have any questions about the Holy Spirit, just read the book of Acts from beginning to end and you'll find out exactly who the Holy Spirit is. And as I'm reading it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like speaking in tongues is totally biblical. Jesus said it's for, you know, for everybody. Where's the verse? I'm going to be using a lot of scripture today. Let me find it. When Peter was saying, this is what I wanted to share, is that the Holy Spirit is for everybody, not just pastors, not just priests or people in authority that you would think, oh, this is only for certain people. Like, no, you believe in Jesus and you repent of your sins and you turn to him and you can receive the free gift of the Holy Spirit that he has given to you. In Acts 10:34, opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. And man meaning human, so men and women. Anyone who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. So that means that Jesus is accessible to everybody. The Holy Spirit is accessible to everybody. It's not just for certain people. It's not just for, that's just for this person. That's just for everybody. No, open your Bible and read and find out that if you do what is right and you fear God, you're welcome to him. And it says a little bit further down, it says in verse 38, you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, listen here. Listen real quick to me. Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power. If Jesus Christ himself was on this earth and he needed to be anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power to do good and to heal all who were oppressed by the devil, how much more do we need the same? This was Jesus, he went and was, the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days. But when he came out with power and was filled with the Holy Spirit and then was able to do miracles and healings and see the supernatural take place. And he came out with authority and power. And if Jesus needed to do that, if Jesus needed to get alone with God and really press in and be baptized or, get filled with the Holy Spirit and power, then how much more do we need to also? And he's saying right here, Peter was saying, I understand now that God's not one to show partiality. There's another verse that, or maybe it's just another translation of this verse that says, God is no respecter of persons. That means that what he'll do for one person, he'll do for the next person. Doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter your, how old you are. That's age. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. Those things don't matter. All that matters is, do you fear God? And are you wanting to do what is right? That is so good right there. Hallelujah. Continuing on. In 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2. Hold on, let me just get this. I'd rather read it from my Bible than paraphrase. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. So why does God give us the Spirit? Because the Spirit of God knows the thoughts of God. And when we're filled with the Spirit of God, it helps us to be in sync with the way God thinks. It helps us to line our lives up the way God wants us to line our lives up. It gives us later down further, it says in verse 16, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." You know, the Spirit of God in another verse also tells us that it teaches us all things. So when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, that's what produces the mind of Christ in our lives, because then the Spirit of God knows the mind of Christ. I mean, the mind of God. So if the Spirit of God knows the mind of God and we get filled with the Spirit, then that transforms and renews our mind into thinking the way God thinks. You all of a sudden get filled with the Holy Spirit and you get a new outlook on things. To kind of continue my testimony from earlier, there was a service at church where we had an evangelist come through, and he did so many great teachings on, you know, the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and the supernatural and healings and miracles. And like I was telling you, like, it was something that I was skeptical of. But at the same time, I was desperate, because I believed everything that the Bible said. Like, I believed that Jesus was my Savior and my healer and my deliverer, but I also wasn't walking in it in my own life. Like, you can know something and know about something, but not actually have it be applied to your life. Like, I can tell you 48 points on, you know, how to budget, and, oh, you know, this is what you should do. You should put everything in an, you should, you know, write out a whole plan every month of your expenses and, you know, create this budget. But if I have all this knowledge, but I'm not doing anything with it, and month to month, I'm not putting together a budget and I'm not doing the things that I know I should do, there's no power in it, because I'm not actually applying the principles that I know. And it's the same with, that's how I felt with the Bible. Like, I knew a lot of the things. I knew what the Bible told me to do. I knew what the Bible told me not to do. But at the same time, it was like there was this disconnect between my head knowledge and actually living it out in my own personal life. And I just pray that, you know, if you're listening to this, you understand that this free gift of the Holy Spirit is accessible to you to live an abundant life. You know, if, I don't know, another verse that I wanted to read also was, to some people will listen to this, and some people will listen to the preaching of the gospel and that Jesus died for your sins, and that he didn't die for you. He died as you on that cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. And you can, you know, that is something that when you believe that, it changes your life. But even furthermore, when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, which was this free gift that Jesus gave for you and for me, it just changes everything. It's like this electric shock that literally goes through your body that changes everything. Like, when I got saved, it was the best day of my life. I went up to that altar. I confessed Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I was saved, and my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I was free from sin, but I needed power. I needed a fire shot up in my bones to change things in my life, to not only have the head knowledge that I'm saved, but the power and the authority and the fire to live in dominion over the natural things of this world, and to live in the supernatural realm, and to see things from God's perspective, think the things that God would think, and to change my mind. And it's real. And to some people, this makes no sense to you, and you're like, yeah, this is whatever. But it says, where's the verse? 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside." Hallelujah. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. you know, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because to some people, this sounds like foolishness, but to other people, this is making absolute sense to you. And you, like, you're understanding that there's more, that there's this fire and this passion and this dominion and this authority that you can live on this earth. And I don't know, you know, I just felt like I had to come on and share because this was something that changed my life and my walk with God. And if it wasn't for being baptized in the Holy Spirit, I don't know where I would be, because that was what gave me the power. That's what changed things for me. After, like I said, apart from being saved. So I'm just going to pray for everybody who's listening. And I hope you got something out of this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to die and to be risen from the grave. And hallelujah, thank you, Lord, that not only did he was he raised from the dead, but he left us a free gift behind, which is the Holy Spirit. And your Holy Spirit, Lord, teaches us all things. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, that you have given us access to everything that you have because we're children of God. And Father God, I just pray right now that as I speak and as I pray and as the people are hearing these words, just like it did in the book of Acts when Peter was sharing the gospel message, that the Holy Spirit just fell upon them. Father, I pray that it would be like that for everybody who's listening, Lord, that it would be like a fire shut up in their bones, Lord. I thank you for all the people listening, and I pray that if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, right now where you are, I pray that you would just recall out to God, confess that Jesus died on the cross, that he 3 days later was risen from the grave, and that he sits at the right hand of God. And by confessing that and repenting for your sins, saying sorry for everything that you've done, things that you know about, things that you don't know about, that you will be saved, and that you, when you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Hallelujah. So I just pray for that, Lord, in Jesus' name, and I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to come on here, and I just pray that your Holy Spirit would be made known and evident, and that people will go in their Bibles right now and read the book of Acts, and their lives would be changed forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening today. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your Instagram or your Facebook. And you can tag me and find me on Instagram at Court Kosher. Also, subscribe to the podcast so you get updates, and feel free to message me and let me know what you think. And I hope you have a blessed day today. We'll see you next time.